We were invited to Paris because I'm part of the Mayor's National Climate Action Agenda. And that's a group of 40 U.S. mayors that are uniting on climate action. And we joined earlier this summer. And the event is alongside the United Nations Climate Action Conference.
So it's exciting. I mean, I would imagine it would be exciting to be around that.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, the whole world's getting together to attempt to address the climate issues.
You know, the group also hopes to ensure that cities' efforts are reflected in the climate negotiations. What message would you like to send to world leaders?
I just got nervous when you said that.
Well, it's big, right? This is a big thing.
Yeah, I think Aspen should lead. And part of that leadership is recognizing that resort communities are integral to the state and national economy here and around the world. And inherent to resort communities is the reliance on the natural environment and the natural world. So that would be one of my messages. And I really value the fact that we are small, but collectively with our fellow towns, resort communities, we can have quite an impact. What's also important, what I recognize is that a lot of eyes are on Aspen since, you know, we've achieved 100% renewable in our electric utility, created the Canary Initiative, and reduced our own greenhouse gas pollution by 42% since our 2004 baseline as an organization. So people are watching what we do.
Well, and of course, you know, there's the message that climate change could impact skiing, the economy of a resort town like Aspen. Is that something that you sort of want to make known over there?
Yeah, that will be part of it. Protect our winters. I've talked with Auden Chandler. He's the chair of that organization. There's a group called Snow Riders International who's done a lot for us in helping to get credentials into the main event, which I think is going to happen. And they've asked me to participate on a panel. My intention is to share ideas with other mayors and leaders from around the globe because we can't do this alone.
Well, and, you know, these are countries, nations talking about ways to curb carbon emissions. How can city leaders, you know, make an impact?
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing I'm not going to be in the same room with President Obama and Andrea Merkel and many other world leaders, but I will be in the same area. So what's interesting, Marcy, is that many other places are doing progressive things, and it isn't simply delivering what Aspen has done, but learning from other communities about their achievements and bringing them back here. And once we kind of step outside Aspen and identify what's happening in other places, it's quite impressive. And I've learned that from going to a couple of national conferences with mayors in the states and listening to some of their accomplishments. So part of it isn't just delivering our message, but it's taking home some lessons learned from other places that have seen success. And one thing I hope to do is talk with the mayor of Paris about the success of her recent program around Car-Free Paris. And I hope for other unplanned things, like meeting perhaps the mayor of Oslo, who is doing something similar to that, because that speaks to some of our own goals, not only around climate action, but around mobility as well.
You know, the negotiations are an effort for the countries to collectively reduce their carbon emissions with that new global climate change agreement. Do you see an agreement being reached?
It's really difficult. These conversations have been happening for 20 years, and I'm hopeful that this will be the conference where they can reach some conclusion. I think so. I think something will happen in Paris.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marcy.